Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here to break down the most recent episode of Next Level Chef. We have a fun and exciting steak challenge coming at you. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Kelsey, let me ask you a question. We're talking about steak, and they're going to have to pick, one of the things that happens at the very beginning of this episode is they have to butcher their own steak. I mean, I would never be able to accomplish this, but you probably can accomplish this. From the start, what would you have wanted, I guess?
I would have wanted the strip. Honestly, that's my favorite cut, even over a ribeye. So I love cooking a New York strip. So I would have wanted that. It's still fairly easy to break down. The filet would obviously be a great option too. Very also simple and forgiving to break down. So
when you were getting ready for MasterChef, did you do things like this? Did you practice a breakdown of something?
I did actually. For I think that's that smart. Reason. Yes. Yeah. I went to our local butcher shop and was like, show me how to do this. Yeah. Please show me how to do this. And they also had a fishmonger there too, that I could learn how to do that. Cause it's just not something as a home cook you ever do. Why would to do that?
This is the difference, because you know, when I call you the greatest champion of all time, there is a game that you were playing before the game started. Right. That I'm not going to go on national TV and not know how to butcher some sort of steak. I feel like other people just go on the show and that's the end of like whatever. Oh, fuck. How am I going to butcher a steak? You know what I mean? Like they do no preparation for this. There's got to be some prep here.
Yeah. Even just like to watch it being done. Like maybe you didn't actually like watch some YouTube videos.
That too. Yeah.
Just go on YouTube and watch it. Like if you can't or don't want to put yourself in that situation, at least watch it so you're familiar with what's going
did
to happen.
You also watch Gordon do like some of his like some of his signature dishes as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
like you know, all you of know his there's YouTube that always that emulation you have yes. to emulate what he's doing or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, I always watch. Well, and just to get an idea of what kind of flavors like he liked or how he seasoned things or how he did stuff, like I just would watch how he moved and cooked. To give myself an idea of like what he was looking for.
Interesting. Now, do you have a favorite steakhouse, steak place, steak dish?
In Indianapolis, our best steakhouse, my opinion, we're in the Midwest. All we have here is steakhouses. And I grew up in Chicago. All we have there is steakhouses.
Yes, there's some very notable ones in Chicago.
Some great ones in Chicago. Here in Indianapolis, my favorite is Tony's. It's right downtown. A lot of people don't know about it because it's not like people always think of Indianapolis. They think of St. Elmo's. Mm-hmm. I am sorry, but St. Elmo's is not. It's not good. It's not good.
Sorry, St. Elmo's.
Sorry, St. Elmo's. Their shrimp cocktail. Yes. Fire. Love it.
The owner of St. Elmo's was just like, she said, what about my place? What?
I know. I'm like ruining because I actually love all their other restaurants. They're part of like a big culinary group. Mm. And their other restaurant, HD Tavern, is like my favorite restaurant in Indy. Mm. It's just their like more casual place. I just don't love St. Elmo's for what it is. And I don't think their steaks are cooked great, which could be just a reflection of their current chef. But
I always love Gordon's, you know, like whenever I've gone to a Gordon restaurant,
Gordon, if you're listening, I still have not eaten at one of your restaurants, which I don't know why that's falls outrageous. That's not your responsibility. That is my responsibility.
But do you want them to do? Get you tickets, flight, and the whole thing?
Tickets. You know? I actually really want to go to Lucky Cat, the new one in Miami. Mm. It's like more of his like posh kind of like restaurant. But
my friend Elizabeth Faulkner has always had this great idea about restaurants that they're totally not strategized the right way. And they should be there should be a ticket to get into the restaurant. You don't know what you're going to eat. You know what I mean? Like you just buy a ticket to go to
this
person's. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially at any chef driven restaurant. That's what it should be. It should be like, you don't get to pick. Like I'm just making you food. That's what I do for my private dinners is basically they just buy a ticket And I don't show them the menu. I don't tell them anything before they arrive. And I just cook them six courses. And that's what they're getting. I
that's
find
amazing.
Out, obviously, if they have allergies. But otherwise, like, you get what I give you.
All right. Getting back to this.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Next Level Chef. Sorry.
It's great.
We do this sometimes.
Just go off on tangents. Now, I should say, right. I don't normally say when we recorded what, but so we recorded our exit interview with the person that gets eliminated already.
Yes.
And I'm not going to reveal that, but
that's okay. Everyone knows. They should have watched it.
Yeah. So
anyone who's listening to the podcast has obviously watched the show.
Totally. Okay. Fair enough. So I have obviously was very harsh on Chef Lauren over the last couple of episodes.
Have you guys discussed this already?
Oh yeah,
she apologized to her.
I have apologized to her, and I'm super afraid that she's going to listen to all of the episodes of things.
Obviously, she will.
Yes. I am. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
she's
that's okay.
So
I mean,
nice.
You can make. I mean, you're judging a book by its cover. You know,
and she's so funny, and she's so personable. Like, I just, I don't know why I went down that road, but
well, it's because TV makes characters.
Totally,
they portray people not necessarily exactly how they are, and you got a very small snippet of who this person was, and how she performed versus who she really is, and the circumstances of the situation.
I do call her Savory Churro.
Mic drop. Oh, is that her nickname?
I think the savory churro thing is really what threw me off, because I feel like
you are really harsh on that.
But my only point still is just if you want to go off the beaten path and do something that's going to, you know, elevate, I don't know that that's it. You know what I mean? But having
I
said
agree.
That
and do something you've done. Don't
in the wheelhouse.
I always say
of,
that don't reinvent the wheel on national television, please. Yeah. I know that's her thing. She likes to do that, but it's just not how you win television shows.
Yeah. So but having said that, I also felt that Richard Blaze in that episode indicated that he wasn't really understanding it. But I think he has come out and said somewhere that he loved the idea of it.
That's so, what, yeah, that's what she told us, that he really liked the idea. But
so anyway. I do think that he was more in support of it, because it could have been really amazing. She's very sweet. I'm sorry, Lauren. Okay.
Backtracking. All right. So on to steak. So we have the three cuts. Everyone gets to like pick. I like this challenge. I mean, it's pretty wide open. I mean, it's a pretty like do whatever type challenge. I mean,
right.
You can take this in any different direction.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
Well, I was going to say that I think Team Blaze gets the filet, right? Gordon gets the strip, mm-hmm. and the basement's going to get sirloin tip. Now that to me sounded like an impossibility, the basement steak.
It's just like really hard to break down, and you just end up with like pieces of meat. Mm. Maybe a butcher would be, they can obviously like break it down into like what it should be. But like, I would have just been like, I don't know, just give me something that looks like meat and like, I'll chop it up finely and like grind it and make a burger. Like, that's what I would have probably done, is like tried to like finely chop it and like make a burger out of it in the basement.
I have to say, what do you feel about my comparison of Gabby? Is that her name? Gab?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gabby. Are we saying Gabby or Gab?
Gabby, I think.
Gabby. Yeah. Okay. About being Gabby similar to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you seeing it more? Because like
yes,
in this
I am
episode,
seeing it more. I just still think this episode, obviously they like we got to see her a lot more, but I just still feel like we don't get to see her very much.
I feel like even like the chef, I think her name's Christina.
Yes.
Like I barely saw her in the show, and like she's on the show a bunch this episode, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, this is so great to see Christina be, you know, put into this.
I have a thing about
on the show. Okay.
I really like her.
Okay.
And this is coming from a very likewise place, because I have a very obnoxious voice, and I know that.
I don't agree with you, but yes. Okay.
No, I do. It's very recognizable.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So does Christina.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like whenever she talks, I'm like, oh, Christina. I don't know if anyone else is feeling that. I think I recognize it because I have that voice where like some people like it and some people are like, oh my God, turn it off.
Really? Like, I don't feel that way. I thought your voice is wonderful on the podcast. I'm sure though, when we were doing MasterChef, the coverage of MasterChef, I'm sure the people that we were talking about, if they didn't like you or your voice,
anything apart.
The voice was probably like, and she's doing this podcast now and she's her voice
is terrible and she has a Chicago nasally accent. It's awful.
Okay, so I also agreed with you about New York Strip being the bomb. Like that's what you, I think
so good.
What you want in this challenge.
Yeah, like I think it just lends to the most flavor, the right balance. You can do like with a filet, I feel like you're so limited. Like the expectation with the filet is so like you do a filet, you know? Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
That's what it has to be. A strip lends it to like you can do it as a full strip, you can slice it, you can do whatever you want with it, and just get way more creative.
Yes. And it's just well like and Gab E. Gabby makes the point. I'm sorry, because I'm just like, I don't get the Gabby. I get the Gab with her. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know, the E. I don't know. It's fine. I'm sure it's her name, so she's like, whatever. But she makes the point that it actually doesn't even matter really what cut you get. You get. It's really about the sides that you're going to make in the dish. And that will be that will be the thing that takes it to the next level.
Maybe. I don't know. When she said that, I was like, like I actually was kind of like, I don't necessarily agree with that because
you know, how many times
like, to make the steak the star. Like if the steak is not taken care of properly, it doesn't matter what the other stuff is. Sides challenge.
How many times do you see Gordon make a steak, right? And he's like, the steak has to be cooked right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I mean when she said that, I was like, ooh, bad. No, bad. Take that back. Like,
right. Yeah.
I actually like shuddered at that statement because I was like, no, you have to make the steak the star and get one or two, like one side with a good sauce like that. Like, but that's how I competition cook.
I agree with you. I mean, and she's super confident.
Yes. Yes. She is very confident.
Yeah. And so then there's Jordan. Well, so they butcher all the steaks. I don't think anybody really had a problem butchering the steaks.
No, they all seemed fine with it, or like had one person that could handle it, so it was fine. I think the basement obviously struggled a little bit more, but I think
Christina did it, right? Wasn't Christina the one who did it in the basement?
No, I think she did. She?
I remember
her talking about it with Naisha, just being like, and we just kept like getting through fat and hacking stuff off.
I have to say, I love Naisha so much. And I feel like of the judges, like I just dig her energy. Like she's
so good.
She's really, there's a moment where it's just interesting to see how the chefs mentor, because there's Richard Blaze's approach, which is like super supportive. Mm-hmm. I want you to win and I want you to succeed in this.
Yeah, he's very like positive.
Yeah, and if he doesn't agree with something that you're doing, like a savory churro, just to throw that back to last week, he still supports it in the sense of like, well, this could really be a victory for them. You never really see Richard getting his hands dirty, right? Like he lets them do their thing. Like he'll look at something, maybe he'll taste something. Where Gordon will get his hands dirty. Like there's a moment in this episode that I was very concerned about when Jordan overcooks his steak. I don't know. He's running around. this Jordan, you know, he's running around the kitchen. He looks like a chicken went out his head, just going like, not, I don't know. He can't cook the steak. And like Gordon is literally, you know, searing the steak, putting the new steak on
right,
for
yeah,
him.
Like,
I was like,
Gordon's very hands on. Like, I mean, he's going to touch and eat and lick and like, he's all over the food.
I get it, but do you feel that do you feel that he should be doing that?
No, probably not. I actually thought about in some of the episodes, I've actually thought of that. I've been like, wow, these judges are really helping them, like, a lot.
Like, literally,
like,
it felt like
these people actually cooking.
Like, it felt like Gordon was Jordan's sous chef at one point.
Right. No.
And I was just like, I get that that's okay. That's there's must be whatever Gordon wants to do. I mean, I would never.
Gordon can debate do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
But I think it shines more negatively on the chef, Jordan.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's like, dude. Layout. Get your head out of your ass. I'm sure I'm talking like Gordon now. You know what I mean? And focus on the steaks here. You can't have the chef, your mentor chef, cooking the steak. And maybe it was not as long as it felt. You know what I mean? But it felt like there was like a few beats of that scene of Jordan saying things. It felt like it was happening a little bit longer than it should have.
I agree.
And with Naisha really won't get hands dirty, but she will steer someone in the right direction. Like, she will tell someone, I don't like this. The point in case in point is when Mata, I don't even know what he was making.
Oh my god, Mata's
red wine, ramen noodles, asparagus.
Mata's dish was all over. I was like, oh gosh, this is. And then he cut into it and I was like, oh wow, that's not cooked.
he was literally all over the place. Yeah. But you didn't see her pull the ramen out. You know, you didn't see.
No, you know? She's almost like cryptic in how she like gives advice. Yes. Like, she really makes the contestants make their own choices.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Richard Blaze's team, but Richard Blaze is the same, I think.
I don't know. I think he is like, he just tells you like, you should cook it this way. You should do this. You should do like, he's very like, tells them what to do. Naisha is like, you need to think about this is a tough thing, or like she doesn't tell them this is how you do it, but she describes the item and that like helps the chefs make the decision on their own, which I think is the better way to do it. Cause then they're like, if they are successful, they're like, I figured that out.
Right.
Versus someone just being like, cook it like this.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's the difference between a chef and a line cook.
It's interesting though. You know, it's just an interesting, they're all very different. Like, and so when going back to the beginning, when people want to get selected, and back to the whole Jordan going to Gordon's team, I get why, but also like I feel I would be better mentored as my personality, even though I'm not a chef, by Naisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the level of expectation with Gordon is so high, you know what I mean, that everything that you do is going to be in question. So
yeah, that is true. Yeah, you're almost like cooking out of fear versus like cooking out of a place of learning. You're just
right,
like,
which is what I would want in this competition above everything else. Like if
just,
you know,
learning.
Like, yeah, like it's not necessarily about winning; it's about exposure. And so one of the things that I've been noticing about the show is it really is, and I kind of said this to Lauren, I think when we interviewed her, but it really becomes a casting show. It's you're in the casting process the entire time that you're in a cooking competition show. You know, whether, because if it's like you get to this week and someone's going to have to get eliminated, but it's like, well, we want him to stay on a little bit longer. We want her to stay on a little bit longer. Like, you know, there might be certain beats of the week that, you know, something's going on and they think it would be a good tie-in to have Mata, who's a WWE person.
Yep, absolutely. And any of these shows, and especially when you're dealing with teams, because they can't have one team go down to one and another team still have five. And they can't have all males and no females left. I mean, like, it's
like in the case of
that,
Lauren and Nicole are both the blondes on the same team. Right.
Right.
And so at some point in the
one
weeks
of them,
that you're casting,
right,
it's like, and it just happened to be Lauren. But, you know, in the weeks that you're casting, it's like, well, one of them is going to go 1 week. You're not going to have Lauren and Nicole as like, you know,
together. Right.
Yeah.
I absolutely. All right, so let's get to the good and the bad. So our two like highlights of the week were Gabby and Zach. Both dishes looked amazing. I thought they were both great.
Like, so we don't talk about Zach enough here. Like, Zach is really good.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just has a different, he's just so creative. And he knows how to move around.
Flair.
He's kind of like Vaughn a little bit, where I feel like he knows how to like move around a kitchen really well. You know, to think about, I'm going to smoke this, you know, this potato and like,
I love put that Vaughn.
Together really quickly. I do too.
Like, I love Vaughn. I even love Vaughn when he has, when he's instructing like someone on his team who's fucking something up. Like, it doesn't affect Vaughn. You know what I mean? What's going on with Mata?
Oh, no, no.
But he'll be like, Mata, do this. Mata, do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to overcook this. You know, like, yeah. he is a chef. Like, it's just, I like seeing it.
Yeah. So they ultimately end up picking Gabby's dish.
Which was surprising. You know what I mean?
It was surprising. I kind of figured, because Zach has been on top a couple times, so I figured they were going to pick Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Just from,
and then that whole team is safe at that point.
Yes, so that whole team is safe. So all of Gordon's team is safe.
We shouldn't acknowledge is that this is the episode also where Lauren had problems with her. Like, Lauren didn't get a great grab, but this is the episode where she's making that gritty looking.
What Lauren puree. Was making?
Yeah, she was. She, remember, she had like all the blenders out.
Oh yeah, oh my gosh, she did. She had like 18 blenders out on her station.
Yeah,
I was like, what is going on over look, there?
It did not look right. Like, she blended because it something
wasn't, she started to blend it before it was cooked, and at that point there's nothing you can do, like,
right.
That you can't, there's nothing you can do. It is what it is, and you just like, and as she was trying to do, just like keep pureeing the shit out of it, but it's not cooked, so it's gonna taste gritty. Like, you can't hide it.
It looked gritty, wasn't good, but I mean, so that's where they're going to go to is like Gabby wins. Like, now we have to pick two people that are going to cook off
on the bottom. Mm-hmm.
And it is Lauren is one of them. And it is Mata.
Mata. Mm-hmm.
Because Mata's steak was like blue, right? It was
blue, and the whole dish just like didn't make sense. It was just. It looked like a basement cook. Like, it was like, sometimes basement cooks come out and they're fantastic and they just like are strokes of genius. This was like, I literally cooked all my individual elements and put it on a plate and hoped that it would work together. It just didn't work out.
No, but so Mata has a lot of problems, I've noticed, with his cook temperatures. And because we're going to get into this thing where they start the cook off, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think it's lobster or it's shellfish, and Lauren gets lobster, and I think Mata gets
prawns.
Yeah. And so, but Mata's prawns, this is the moment that I was talking about where Vaughn was like, yo, you're overcooking the prawns.
Yeah. You could tell they were hard.
And so I was like, you know, this chef here, and I'm sure he's a nice dude, so like, I'm not talking negatively about him, but like, you have to look and be like, hey, this does not, comparatively, when the two dishes came back up, Lauren's was really well crafted. It looked beautiful. It looked like it tastes incredibly, you know, and Mata's dish looked like something that he made, you know, just for himself.
Late night, a late night, Tuesday night snack. Food or, yeah, it was just brown. Like,
it was so brown.
Yeah, it was just brown. I mean, there was no even comparison between the two dishes. I was like, male, female. like, it was just like
it's just like something he whips up in the afternoon before he does something or goes someplaces or something. Like, he had nothing else, so he just created this.
And especially with those beautiful prawns, I was like, what? I don't know. It just wasn't what I obviously wasn't what I would have made. I didn't taste it, so I have zero idea what it actually tasted like. But looking at the two dishes, I'm like, really?
Well, and then, but so Lauren, they say her lobster was under, but it didn't look under.
No, it didn't to me. And it looked under, obviously, when she cut into it.
Yes.
Duh, they showed that. But then she had 4 minutes still, which is plenty of time to bring that, finish that up to temp. And then it probably sat for a little bit before I got tasted. I'm just having a hard time believing that it was that under. I mean, Gordon said it was 90 seconds. So maybe, They also said, which I do agree with, when she was making her like coconut broth, they even said, they're like, it needs like soy or something. I do agree with that. When she wasn't putting any of that in, I was like, oh, this is going to taste like sweet and like kind of like one notey, like coconut milk on its own, just with like fruit and stuff. I'm like, this is going to like,
fair. Yeah.
So I understood that. But I also, looking at it from just a production standpoint, was like, well, they're probably going to send Lauren home because Nyssa's team already is down to three. So
I feel like it goes back to the savory churro.
Oh, I don't think it has anything to do with the savory churro. You need to hop off that. It has nothing to do with the savory churro. I'm going to like put a hard stop on the savory churro because it wasn't that bad.
That week, the savory churro was the worst of the dishes, but they couldn't eliminate her because it was that her team got saved because
it was just they needed to even the teams. That's why.
Okay, that's fine too. That's fine too. It just did not, because if Mata went, there would only be two more people on that team.
Yeah, and we will get into this also later, but. I'll save this for next week because I think there's like a Blaze and Zach thing. There is a Nyssa and Mata thing that is starting to annoy me.
Yeah, it is starting to annoy me too. It is starting to annoy me. I've picked up on it. Yeah, because it feels like I also just feel like when you look at him, that dish. I don't care what, like, I know it's got to taste right, but. Just in presentation alone, that there was no comparison between.
I was surprised because Gordon is so picky about, especially about prawns, like about respecting that ingredient in particular. Like he always talks about like prawn, they're such a delicacy. Like to just literally like overcook them like that, and he didn't like do anything with the heads. He like took them off. They just looked like little baby shrimp.
I know.
By the time he was done with them, and I was like, "This is so sad."
It was just thrown together. So, anyway, we get to the end and Chef Lauren's out of here, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. She had to go home. It was a tough week, I think, because no one cooked, like, bad food.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, especially on this, like, final thing. I was like, it's a tough one they had to send. But we're going to start getting into that as we get to, like, the top 10 and all that stuff.
So. Yes. And, again, I just want to reiterate that last week
there is a Lauren comment coming. Lauren comment is coming.
I don't know why I was so harsh on the savory churro. I don't know why I got so upset about all of that. We also had a big argument, me and you, about chicken wings a couple of weeks ago.
I
know.
Where is my little?
I need to get that for you. But
thank you.
Like I went for wings yesterday at my favorite wing spot. And both of them had a little spice. I just want to again point that out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us for this week's episode. Stay tuned because we have an exclusive interview with Lauren coming up right after this. You do not want to miss this. It is a great chat that we get to have with our eliminated contestant. See you then.